This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I've got a father in the promised land.
I've got a father in the promised land. And I hope someday we'll all get there, way over in the promised
land. A short drive from Chattanooga, Tennessee, is the town of Cleveland. A drive down the main drag reveals a sleepy, slow-paced community with old brick buildings and enchanting homes right out of a Jimmy Stewart, Frank Capra flick. This city of less than 50,000 has been chugging along since its incorporation in the 1840s. It's a sleepy place, but its workforce has plenty of employment options, as there's a surprising litany of major corporations here, including Whirlpool, Mars Candy Bars, Duracell, Olin, Coca-Cola, and more. Church is intrinsic to the fabric of Cleveland. The Church of God's Lee University, the fastest-growing private university in Tennessee, is here. And central to the Church of God's evangelical Pentecostal ministry is song, which explains why the denomination that's based in Cleveland was dubbed the Singing Church way back in the early 1900s.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
The most popular hymnal in America, the Redback, has been printed in Cleveland since its inception in 1951. Come along and join me in Cleveland for a visit with Melissa Woody at the Museum Center at Five Points, where Miss Woody talks about the Redback hymnal and its history, Lee University, and church as an integral part of Cleveland's fabric.
We are at the Museum Center at Five Points in Cleveland, Tennessee, and we are actually sitting in an exhibit that I had worked on for about 2 to 3 years. It's called The Redback, America's Best Loved Hymnal.
And you grew up with that?
I did grow up with this music. And as the tourism person for this community, I look for things that no one else has. I look for ways that we can distinguish from another community. You know, anyone can have a music festival, anyone can have an arts festival, but no one else can claim that they are the home of the Redback Church hymnal.
And there's a reason why it's the most popular and best love, because it's very distinctive. Tell us about what separates it.
Well, you know, just in the group that we're here with, one of the ladies said, that's how I learned how to play piano, that's how I learned how to sing. You know, it's just been ingrained in so many people's lives, this music. And for us in this area of Southeast Tennessee, it's a huge roots factor, because this music is our roots.
Let's dig a little deeper on the pages within the hymnal. You have notes, but there are little codes and little triggers for kids that can't read music. Tell us about how it works. We're in the museum, and there's a video display that's interpreting the hymnal.
Yes. Yes, we have a video that you can, it's a touch screen. There's one instructional video that can tell you about how to sing in shape notes. There's also another one you can touch and see a Redback hymnal singing, which we have pretty regularly in our community. We have about 6 a year. We have a gentleman who coordinates them. So there are different segments that you can listen to, interviews of folks who were around when the publishing was happening, when churches have used these hymnals and they've been widespread all over the country and all over the world. Millions of copies and coming right here from Cleveland, Tennessee.
That is so incredible. That is cool.
It's affectionately called the Redback Hymnal.
And why did the Redback? Is it for obvious reasons?
It's for obvious reasons. Most of them, when it was printed in 1951, the hardbound book was red, or a kind of a deep burgundy. The actual title of the book is Church Hymnal. And as I have learned from this amazing group of people that I had help assembling in our community, I learned that, you know, people started calling it the Redback, that the church hymnal name, just that name, without putting it to one denomination, just made it able to be accepted by so many different churches. It's actually published by Tennessee Music and Printing Tennessee Music and Printing, and that was a subsidiary of Pathway Press, which is owned by the Church of God. But most Baptist churches in our community have this hymnal in their pew backs.
And I was just going to say, probably sitting in the pew looking forward, you just look for the red book.
Yes.
You don't have to read it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You look for the red back hymnal. The funny thing is, many churches, or there have been many orders that have had green backs or blue backs, but all this time it's still affectionately called the red back.
I love it. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper on, even though you can read music notes personally, tell us of the process of somebody who'd learn to sing without knowing notes.
Yes, and we have, as part of this exhibit, an instructional video. It features Dr. Jim Burns, who is a music professor at Lee University, our university here locally. And Jim instructs you that these shapes, which are, there are triangles, there are diamond shapes, there are squares, there are circles, and each one of those shapes has a different sound to it, and it represents a different note on the scale. So it's the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do scale, and these shapes represent those sounds. And so a young person, you know, growing up, could learn to sing these songs because of what shape the note is in. Now, I learned to read music. Even though I grew up singing these songs in church, I learned to read music, so the shapes didn't mean as much to me. And when someone tries to sing them in shapes, like at our Redback hymnal singing, we just had one a few Sundays ago, Dr. Burns decided he was going to have everybody sing the hymn in shapes. Well, half of us were lost because we don't read the shapes, we read the notes. So it's very interesting. And myself, now that we've got this exhibit and all the hard work on the exhibit is done, I really want to learn more about how to sing that myself.
Okay, let's do a test. Let's see how you do here.
Well, we have a very large display of one of the hymns that's in the Redback hymnal. It's Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And so that's one of my very favorite. I will have to say that that was my vote of displaying in our exhibit. But it goes... I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And just having a little talk with Jesus and growing up knowing that you have a friend with you all of the time, a never-ending friendship closer than a brother. You know, that's what that relationship that you're singing about in this hymn. And it was written by Clevont Derricks, who was one of only five African-American songwriters who had a song in the church hymnal. And he was actually from Chattanooga, right here next door to us.
Let's talk about the Church of God for a moment.
Okay.
Now, that's headquartered here?
Yes, the international offices for the Church of God are here in Cleveland, Tennessee. I think the last numbers that I heard were over 40 million members of the Church of God worldwide, and we are very proud to be the home of the Church of God. And they were ultimately the publishers of this book and, of course, supported the exhibit. But here's the beauty of this. We also had our biggest Baptist church in town who supported the exhibit. We also had businesses who supported this exhibit. This music has touched so many people, and it was not a hard sell when you're somebody like me and you're developing experiences that people can do and see when they're here in our community. Some things are hard sales and some things aren't, and this just wasn't. I mean, everybody loves this music.
It's part of the history and fabric of everybody here.
Right. Well, and I grew up here, so, you know, this is a part of my fabric and so many of my friends and family, and it's the way that we learn to sing gospel music and sing God's Word. And the beauty of this is a permanent exhibit at the Museum Center at Five Points, and so for my own faith, it's special to me because this is not a church. This is a public museum, but we've dedicated it to this part of our heritage that, you know, some people who are visiting here may not have ever seen, but they may have never seen these words about just a little talk with Jesus. Feel a little prayer wheel turning, then know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And so they may have never heard that and may have never seen that concept. So it warms my heart to know that we were able to do this.
There's a university, a private college here. Tell us about that.
Yes, Lee University is a Church of God university. It's a liberal arts university. They focus on a lot of music programs is what they're known for, but they just opened a school of nursing. There's a school of theology. I teach actually a class there in communication and the arts, a huge new communication and the arts building that's been built. There are about 5,000 students at Lee University. And it's the fastest growing private university in Tennessee. Some of you may have watched The Voice, not this past season, but the season before. Jordan Smith is a student at Lee University, and he won The Voice. We've had several American Idol runner-ups who have come from Lee University. So it's a very, very heralded music program.
We got to go, but before we go, the Red Back Hymnal. Give me one more song.
Well, one of the ones that most people know is, of course, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. That's one of my favorites.
I love it.
My name is Melissa Woody, W-O-O-D-Y. First name is M-E-L-I-S-S-A. And I am Vice President for Tourism Development at the Cleveland Bradley Chamber of Commerce.
For further information.
Oh, further information is we have a website, visitclevelandtn.com. And then we also have the Museum Center, has a museumcenter.org.
Excellent. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee.
In the promised land, hope someday we'll all get there.
The intro and outro music, Way Over in the Promised Land, is from the Smithsonian Folkways album, The Phipps Family, Faith, Love, and Tragedy.
Gonna see my Savior in the Promised Land. Gonna see my Savior in the Promised Land. I hope someday we'll all get there. Way over in the Promised Land. Way over in the Promised Land. Way over in the Promised Land. I hope someday we'll all get there.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations. Seventy-five years ago, World War II ended. It was the deadliest military conflict in history, resulting in 85 million casualties. We mark the anniversary of the end of that war by celebrating the heroism of our greatest generation, those who served and those who supported their efforts at home. On September 2nd, we will commemorate the signing of the Articles of Surrender aboard the battleship Missouri Memorial at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A celebration of the peace that followed. Salute their service, honor their hope. Join us virtually for the events on September 2nd, 2020. For further information, go to 75thWW2commemoration.org.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Second World War.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.